From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome into the program. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Big show lined up over the next 3 hours. In 15 minutes, Adam Hill will join the program, sports writer for the local paper here, the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He loves college basketball. He covered all of these West Coast tournaments out here in Las Vegas last week. He bets on the sport, loves the madness. We'll try to find out any nuggets that he has to share from teams that he watched last week. Nigel Seeley on soccer in 45 minutes. Jeff Seeley on soccer and golf in 90 minutes at that time. I can't get soccer out of my head this morning for some stupid reason. We had the madness beginning last night, Pauly, and once you know it, game one, right out of the gates.
How about it?
The point spread absolutely mattered with the finish to that game.
Yep, open 4.5, close 3. The very important foul there with 1 second left. Corpus Christi wins by 4. Jay Wright says, I foul in that situation. They decided not to do it. They get the stop. That game had everything, right? It was a foul fest. And
You need to feel very fortunate if you had A&M Corpus Christi.
Yeah, yeah.
That was total nonsense from Simo at the end of the game, and Corpus Christi decided not to foul. Like you said, there was
Jay Wright. Yeah, right. You're supposed to
foul.
You
have to foul.
Yeah, and then they make their free throws. You're up one. You trade points, and then it's supposed to land on 3, or, you know, it depends if Christi makes their free throws.
Sure.
But I could come back and say, why was that even close? I mean, you're plus 18 at the free throw line. As I said, Simo couldn't guard without fouling. That's what they do. They were plus 15 rebounding. They had a 10-point lead late, and Simo fouled 31 times. But yet it's a one-point game late, and then he had to scoop to put him up 3 with the beautiful kiss off the glass.
Oh, it was a marathon to the free throw line for the favorite in that game last night.
Yeah, yeah.
It really was.
Yeah, and you couldn't bury him and put him away because you struggled shooting the ball. But, I mean, when you have a team that sets a record for fouls in the first 4, and it's a parade to the line, and we talked about they were the best free throw shooting team in the tournament, I mean, that should have been a comfortable win. You shouldn't have had to sweat that out.
Total never came close. That was in the high 150s, but that was a good game to begin the tournament, and a lot of times you're going to get that with the 16 seeds when they play each other, and that led into the Pitt game against Mississippi State last night, another play-in game, and that was... another really solid basketball game where the total really didn't, unless it went to overtime, the under was looking great pretty much the entire way, and it came down to a missed layup by Miss State.
Yep.
Essentially for the game, Pittsburgh, best team in the country, covering numbers all year long, the dog in that game, they win it outright, but that was another good game to begin the madness last night.
5-point move in the first game, not even close, and like this one, you're right, not close as well, and Miss State plays ugly, can't shoot. Have to muck it up, as you said. And that was just a strange game. Number one, unlike the first game, the officials stayed out of the way. which I like. They let him play. They hardly called any fouls. But they went 26 consecutive minutes where nobody had a larger than a one-possession lead. The biggest lead of the game was 6 points.
Yeah.
Crazy, yeah. Right?
I mean, how often do you actually get a game like that?
Yeah.
Where we mentioned yesterday, and I said if the game got to 3, I would look at Pitt. I never saw it get to 3 in that game. I saw Miss State hold at 2.5 pretty much at every spot. And I said that, you know, generally you're going to be able to find a much better number in play with these games that are tight like that. Never really the opportunity last night because it was so close the entire way. In fact, will we have another game in the entire tournament where the largest lead is below, what'd you say?
Oh,
it was
right.
Six?
The largest lead of the game was 6.
How many games the rest of the way will we have the largest lead where it's below 10?
Yeah.
Not many.
Uh-huh.
That's really difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
So a solid spot there, and Pitt advances obviously in the game, and that leads us into 2 games tonight. And I bet Arizona State, I think the first game that I bet overall when the numbers came out on Sunday night was ASU -1
yep.
against Nevada here.
Yep, well, we'll do more on this in an hour. But again, as we've talked about for the last 2 weeks, the Mountain West Conference here, it's a total go against. As Matt highlighted yesterday, they've lost 9 straight tournament games. They failed to cover 9 straight tournament games. They are 31% against the spread in the tournament since 2001. Impossible. And how many of those are they favored in a better seed? It's nuts.
Oh, I mean, Paul, when you go back and look, they were getting 10 years ago in that neighborhood, the Mountain West Conference was laying, I mean, they were a 4, 5, 6 seed all the time.
Yep.
That 1 year was 2013. Believe it or not, the Mountain West Conference was the number one rated conference via the RPI. Long live the RPI, right? And they flopped and they totally fell on their faces immediately to begin. That's exactly the story of this conference over and over and over again. And they are, a lot of times they're laying 4, 5, 6, 7 points.
Yep, yep. They are 21-53 straight up in the tournament since 2001.
Oh,
look,
man.
Look away.
21-53?
Yeah, and you're usually in the 6-10 range with the seed. 5-10, 5-11. And a lot of times favored. It's absolutely bonkos.
Yeah. The 2013 year, they were New Mexico was a 3 seed, I believe.
Lost to Isaiah Thomas in Washington?
Lost.
Run out.
They lost to Harvard, I think.
Oh, no. You go back. Yeah,
there was a year where
you're right. You got that right. Yes. And the other 1 year, they were a 3 seed. See what we're talking about here. One year, they were a 3 seed. They played Washington, which was an 11 with Isaiah Thomas, and they got killed. You're right about that, too. They lost to Harvard. Like, who did the scouting report?
Yeah.
They didn't guard the 3 at all in that game.
Yeah.
They got killed in that game. Yeah, you're right. So there's just some horrible performances in the 3 seed, 4 seed.
They really need San Diego State to win their first game.
Yeah, right. But again, I can't believe Nevada got in the tournament. I mean, they shouldn't be here. It's like the movie Clerks. I'm not even supposed to be here. The day off. I mean, they lost 3 in a row down the stretch. They lost their last 3 games. They were big favorites in 2 of them. They were a good-sized favorite in the quarterfinal game against San Jose State. They were swept by UNLV. They lost at Wyoming, who came in with 8 wins. I don't see it. I have to go with the Pac-12 team here in Arizona State. In Arizona State, with a pretty good resume, beat Creighton, beat VCU, beat Arizona, and they were very impressive out here in the Pac-12 tournament, beating USC in the quarters.
Okay, so a couple of things. The most common question we get this time of year is, where should I watch in Las Vegas? My response is always going to be the same. Wherever you're staying, it's going to have a great spot to watch. I mean, you think I've been to every single spot in Las Vegas? Impossible. There are probably 100, if not more, maybe hundreds of spots to watch games. Wherever you're going to be staying at, they're probably going to have a great look at their book. They're going to have a ballroom. You can probably walk down the strip or walk downtown. Circa is going to be amazing. There's a zillion spots to watch games. I'm not going to have a great answer for you. And also, Paulie, as our mutual buddy Fitzy said it yesterday, have fun this week too. We love this event. I mean, this all goes back to when we were a lot younger. You grow up, when you're at that age, very impressionable. You love the brackets. You love the madness. You love maybe skipping school to watch these games. Put in some fun bets. And as Fitzy said, even if you don't have an edge, he said he's probably going to bet every single game somehow, some way. And I said, it's funny you brought that up because I made a parlay here at Circa yesterday. They let you parlay teams to the first 10 points. I parlayed 2 dogs. Did I do it seriously? No, I put like $100 on it to win $1,000. But it's 2 underdogs, first team to 10 points, And if they both, and I'll bet those individually, I think as well. But if they both get there, fine. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yep. Yep. It's once a year. Have some fun with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like we said yesterday with Colgate, a 15 seed, why not first to 10, first to 15?
Colgate's on there, and I put Kennesaw on the parlay.
Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree. I echo his sentiments.
All right. So some of the news that we have in the National Football League today on top of it. Another big day yesterday in free agency.
Yes.
How about the Raiders, one day after bringing in Jimmy Garoppolo, saying adios to Darren Waller? They send their tight end over to the Giants, and there was a big back and forth going on. I know that Kelsey Plum, who's now the new wife of Darren Waller, she couldn't wait to send this out.
Yeah.
She responded to RG3, who said, Waller just got married to Plum of the Las Vegas Aces, and McDaniel's wedding present was to trade him to the Giants. He is not a romantic. She quote tweeted it and said probably because he wasn't invited to the wedding.
Did he even send a gift? I don't know. We have to investigate that too. Yeah, she snapped that claps right back. No invite. That's right.
Mm.
And I know Raider players weren't happy with that trade. He's a good player, but he's never healthy.
That's right.
So I got, it's a good pickup for the Giants, but again, it's if he can he stay healthy. It's the same thing with the Eagles. Everyone loves the Eagles getting Penny. Well, he could be a great back with the Eagles and put up big numbers. He's never healthy. And then what happens to Sanders? They also brought back Scott, too. So I don't know. I hope they don't lose Sanders, but that might happen as well.
What do you think of the reaction to that? Of Rashad Penny going to the Eagles?
I couldn't believe it. People, it's numerous people. Oh, he's going to put up ridiculous numbers. Yeah. Oh, he's going to be unstoppable. He's always hurt.
Yeah, he's a very good, I'd say he's an underrated running back, but that's the problem. He misses so many games.
Yep. I like Gilmore to Dallas. I don't understand Dalton to Carolina. I don't get Myers to Las Vegas and giving him $11 million a year.
That's a bit much. I like the move to bring him in, but that's a bit much.
Yep, I think the Chargers are making a mistake. They have granted Eckler permission to seek a trade. Looks like Williams is gone in Detroit. They brought in Montgomery. And cross one off the wish list, Lazard to the Jets. What's that, 4 for 44, too?
Yikes. I believe so.
You have wide receivers. Man, he's just bringing all these guys in from Green Bay. Yeah. Lazard, he wants Lewis and maybe OBJ, but they can't get him either. They have, they already have Wilson and I'm blanking on the other wide receiver.
That's happening today, right?
Who's that?
Rodgers to the Jets.
Well, you'd hope. I mean, there was one report. It's been done since Friday.
I believe actually.
Yeah?
I believe that, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, again, all these great props are up at Bet Rivers, and the house specials are fantastic. Again, the 12, 13, 14, 15 to win a game. You can also bet every conference how many will make it to the round of 32. And total buzzer beaters for the tournament, 1.5. You can win up to $10,000 in bonus money, play their Bet Rivers squares, place a qualifying bet, get a square on the house. If your numbers match the final score, you win. Full terms and conditions available, BetRiverSquares.com.
More March Madness up next. Adam Hill, Las Vegas Review Journal. He loves this sport. He bets on the sport. He covered almost every tournament in Las Vegas last weekend. Which team or teams stood out to him? We'll ask him coming up next.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel.
Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get everything you need to bet the madness. Only $19. Whether you're filling out a bracket or betting every game against the spread, get every best bet from every host and guest, a breakdown of every team, picks from Brent Musburger. Sign up today. Get the guide. It's out. It's fantastic. Mackinnon on all the upsets he likes. Through the end of the tournament, full access, only $19. VSiN.com/subscribe.
There's something about newspaper writers. They never sleep, or they go to bed like at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning all the time. Humans is like that here at VSiN. And our first guest today is also like that. Adam Hill is up bright and early, or I guess really, really late, depending on how you look at it today. And he covers everything for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. What time do you normally go to bed, Adam?
It depends, but usually, I got to stay up and watch you guys. So, I've got VSiN on TV, and I'm good to go.
Yeah,
thank you.
There's no doubt you do that. When I say that you cover everything for the paper, I'm not exaggerating. And first of all, how many tournaments were in Las Vegas last week, and how many did you actually go to?
There was 5 conference tournaments. One was early. West Coast was a little bit early, so there was 4 going on at the same time late in the week. And I saw at least one game at every tournament. I saw multiple games. I think I saw 7 Mountain West games.
And, okay.
Multiple West Coast, obviously, early in the week. Big West and WAC, I only got to a couple of games, but I made it a point to see everything, and obviously the Pac-12 over at T-Mobile. The problem is, and not to get too local on you guys, but I know you guys are here, Tropicana is closed now, basically.
Yep.
And usually it's great, because for those that are out of town, Thomas & Mack, T-Mobile, and the Orleans are all, within a mile on Tropicana.
Yeah.
But the road is closed right now, so it made it a little more difficult to bounce around for the tournaments this year, but I made it happen. Found a little back way through Harmon. It was good.
Yeah, you're the perfect guy to bring on, and you love the sport anyway. You bet on the sport. You follow it all year long. So on some of these teams that you watched, for example, I want to bring up Santa Barbara against Baylor in their matchup here in the tournament. And Baylor took money earlier this week. It was below double digits. That's gone. Baylor now favored by more than double digits in this contest, 10.5 or 11. When you watched Santa Barbara play, and again, as somebody who follows the sport year-long, can they hang tight with Baylor, who's been struggling coming into the tournament?
Yeah, I think they can. I mean, my first glance, I kind of liked UCSB, and I get why there was some Baylor money a little bit, because UCSB did have their struggles. And, I mean, if you were over watching the first game that they played in the tournament, it was a disaster. I thought they really struggled. I didn't think they looked good at all, but they kind of took control of that game, settled into the tournament a little bit, and then really started making some shots. And I think, this is a team that very well organized, very disciplined. I think Pastrnak does a great job down there, and A.J. Mitchell can really play. I think he's going to be a guy that people kind of glance at and say, okay, this guy, every once in a while in the tournament, you get those mid-major guys, the smaller school guys that nobody's seen all year long. I think people are going to really fall in love with his game. He's really, really good on the defensive end. Great assist guy, of course, as a point guard, but he can really fill it up too. So that's going to be one of those guys, I think, especially if they hang tough or even pull an upset here, that's going to be a guy a lot of people are talking about.
Okay. How about the Mountain West? And it gets started tonight. Mm-hmm. Arizona State opened up a 1-point favorite against Nevada. I did take the Sun Devils in this matchup. Paulie ran down, 21-53 straight up?
Since 2001.
Oh, my God. And I know, Adam, you and I were going back on a couple of texts this week about their win total, the Mountain West 3.5. I don't think either one of us could believe it. Your thoughts overall on that number and then this matchup tonight, Nevada and ASU?
Yeah, you asked me to set that number, and I think I was a little bit off on it, for sure. I think the number that they put out is a little bit high. But you start to look around and say, look, San Diego State obviously should win a game in this tournament against Charleston, and there's a couple of teams that should win, and I think there's teams that have a chance to win, and you got a couple toss-ups. So all of a sudden you look and say, all right, if you get 2 wins in the first round, now you're starting to get a little bit worried. But I think the under is probably the safer play on that one. I've been talking a lot about this game tonight. Obviously, those are two teams that are out in Las Vegas, Arizona State and Reno. I haven't been impressed with Reno all year long. I mean, if you look around and say, they really limped home at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. But I think they were doing a lot on smoke and mirrors for much of the year. I don't love Arizona State, and I know people in Las Vegas are, they hate both of these teams because it's Hurley and Duke against Reno and people that are not liked here. But I think Arizona State is the right side. I haven't been impressed with Reno all year, as I said, and then obviously limping home down the stretch. They got swept by UNLV, which has some talent and good defensively, but they are not a great team. They swept Reno. They kind of have their number. I just think there's a lot there. And obviously in this game, a big storyline with Desmond Cambridge transferring from Reno, going down to Arizona State, and you know, obviously knows them well, and that'll be a big kind of you know, familiarity matchup there. But I think Arizona State is the play.
It might be the worst resume I can recall from a school that got an at-large bid, talking about Reno. I mean, there's nothing on it. Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous, especially the non-conference wins that they didn't have, lack thereof. How about the Pac-12 and the injury to Clark? What do you think of UCLA? How far can they go in Arizona?
Well, first I'll go back and say, you know, Paul, when you're a really nice, swell guy like Steve Alford, I mean, you're going to get the benefit of the doubt, I feel like, right? I mean, people are just going to cheer for you and really want you to be around. But I think you're right. I was not impressed at all with what I saw from Reno much of the year. But again, sometimes you're not impressed with a team and you look and say, wait, they keep winning games. Like, it's weird. So, you know, I think 2 weeks ago they had a much better resume than they do now. But that still carry a little bit of weight with the committee. In terms of the Pac-12, look, UCLA really struggled. I think it was very clear that not having Clark on the defensive end really changes what this team wants to do. Obviously, Mick Cronin teams are built on defense. They still got Hawkins, who's a great player, and got a ton of talent around him. But I didn't think Clark was so important to what they wanted to do, and they just couldn't find the role players to step up in that tournament. You saw really in the championship game how much that affected them. So I think UCLA could struggle. I'm playing against them. In fact, I think that a team that they could be potentially matching up with in a couple of rounds is a little bit of a sleeper to potentially win a title and certainly win the region. A little hint there, but yeah, I think I'm going to play against UCLA quite a bit here because I just don't think they adjusted well. Now, the benefit they have is they got to play a couple games without them, right? And they didn't look good, but at least they saw what they need to do. They saw they could adjust. I just think that's a team I'm going to fade here because I think the injury to Clark is huge.
How many brackets this year? One, two, like usual?
Yeah, I don't even think I'm going to do one, Mitch. You know, why would you? No, I was thinking about, I mean, I'm going to be in a lot of contests, obviously. I was thinking about just doing one for all of them, but I don't think that's the right thing to do. I know a lot of people talk about that and say, hey, just fill out one, go with the same teams, but I like to diversify a little bit. I like to have a little bit of different rooting interests along the way, and I think there's so many things that can happen. It's kind of worth diversifying your portfolio a little bit. So it'll be very different. I'll probably be in about between 15 and 20 contests. I think that's about right.
I was joking. I know that you're going to fill out. It's going to be at least 20. Come on, let's not lie. You're going to be probably at 20, 25 before it's all. And the reason why I'm asking you is because what you did hint there about was Gonzaga. And so I'm guessing in some of the preliminary brackets that you filled out, like how deep do you have Gonzaga going?
I have them cutting down the nets in a couple, Mitch.
Oh.
Like, I like, look, here's the thing. 2018 was the last time they were not a number one seed in the tournament. And I did a story about this last week. I talked to Mark Few, I talked to Drew Timmy, talked to a couple of the guys on the team about that and just said, look, like Timmy has done, I said, you've done everything possible in college basketball. The one thing you've never done is gone into the tournament as anything but a one seed. And he got a huge smile on his face. He's like, yep, I know. He's like, nobody believes in us this year. This is the year that, you know, we don't have that target on our back. We can kind of go into the tournament and they were playing their best ball at the end of the year. Look, St. Mary's is not bad. And Gonzaga made them look foolish. And I think it's affecting how a lot of people are viewing St. Mary's in this tournament as well. But Gonzaga is just playing really well. They've got Timmy, obviously, in the middle. They've got a bunch of role players that do their job. And then a Las Vegas Julian Strother, who I've obviously seen play for a long time and known him for a long time. He can play at a very, very high level. It's why the NBA scouts love him. It's why he came back to school to show what he can do. I think they've got the right mix. Now, can they defend enough? I don't know. But I do think they get a huge break with UCLA not being at full strength. I think they can get into that Elite Eight. It'll be here in Las Vegas where they're very comfortable. And I think this is a team that could make a run.
Yeah, agreed. Any other, some bets that you made in the first round that or that you like that you plan on betting before the games actually tip off?
Well, first, I'm also, I know that it's a little bit of recency bias for some people, but I'm also taking Texas in some futures as well. I think Texas has a good shot. And if Texas wins the national title, does Rodney Terry get to keep his job? I mean, I don't know what the guy has to do. Yeah. He's been incredible, and it seems like nobody wants to commit to him down there. It's pretty wild. But yeah, I think he could earn himself a job. He's like he'll be like Steve Fisher. It's a little bit of a different time of year, but make that late run, I think, for sure. As you mentioned earlier, I like Arizona State in this spot. I'm taking them tonight. We talked about it earlier with San Diego State and Charleston. I liked Charleston when the numbers came out, But, man, I cannot find anybody to take San Diego State. Like, nobody I'm talking to is picking them. So I almost have to go with them because I think they can defend, and that's something that that Charleston really can't do. I mean, they can score. They can light up the ball, light up the scoreboard, but they just really can't defend. And I think San Diego State will find a way. They're a little bit more offensively talented than they have been a lot of times in the past. So I'm going to be on that side for sure. And, man, you know what? Princeton is not very good. You know, I obviously, you know, follow Yale very closely, follow the Ivy League pretty closely. They're just not a very good team. They got the benefit of playing at home the other day, and that's something that Mitch, you and I talked about before that tournament started. I didn't like the fact that Yale would have to play on the road, but I don't think they're very good. I think Arizona roll.
Very cool. Great spot today, Adam. Thanks so much for the time. We'll see you this weekend.
Anytime. Nice hair, Paul, by the way. I love it.
Follow him on Twitter. He's at Adam Hill, LVRJ. Does a great job covering all this stuff, too, for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Paulie runs down last night's betting action with Win Some, Lose Some next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Great menu, unbelievable props at Bet Rivers. You have buzzer beaters for the tournament, one seeds to make the Final Four. All of it's up there, plus the 12, 13, 14, 15 to win a game. And you can win up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing their exclusive Bet Rivers squares. Place a qualifying bet, get a square on the house. If your numbers match, you win. Full terms and conditions available at BetRiversSquares.com. They have an incredible tennis menu as well and a tennis market. And they hired this guy, if you can believe it. The great Nigel Seeley joins us now. It's Seeley_Nigel on Twitter. Great with tennis, golf, and, of course, soccer. And we're talking soccer today with Nigel. How you been?
I'm very well, guys. How you been?
All right. Excellent. Excellent. A couple matches today. We continue with the Champions League, and it's been a big underrun. And we also have the Premier League, a couple matches as well. What do you want to do in the Champions League where it's the second leg and it's aggregate, but the first leg, you know, both were comfortable wins. Real Madrid beat Liverpool 5-2 and Napoli won 2-0. What do you think happens today?
Well, I think the first thing you've got to remember with the underruns is they've been first legs of knockout matches.
Sure.
And historically, first legs of knockout matches are always very close because two teams going in with nothing, you know, nothing separating them. They don't want to go into the second leg with a huge deficit. The second legs, they go completely overs. They usually go over on the cards. They usually go over on the goals. Hasn't really worked that way out because we got a 0-0 last night with Porto. We had a 0-0 the week before with Tottenham. But we saw, obviously, Manchester City last night racking seven. I didn't realise until right at the last minute of that Man City game that Man City have a match in the FA Cup this weekend. And then they don't play in the Premier League until April the 1st because there's an international break. So you can understand why they put their foot down and went out because they had nothing to lose and wanted to really make a statement. And they did that last night with Haaland scoring five goals. This evening, I think Real Madrid against Liverpool is a watching brief because we can't really know what Liverpool is going to turn up. I mean, 2 weeks ago, I was swinging in a hammock in a beachfront in Dubai saying that Manchester United would beat them easy 1-0, 2-0, and then they go and win 7-0. This weekend, I've said that Manchester United will cover a 1.5 spread going to Bournemouth, a team that they've won so many times, and they get beat 1-0. It's impossible to actually have an opinion on how Jurgen Klopp's side are going to turn up for this game this evening. I think they'll go there. I think they'll take the game to Real Madrid. Real Madrid will only play in one way. I think both teams will score. I think it'll be entertaining. But as far as the money line, where it's going to go, this could be anything. It could be 5-5, it could be 5-0 Liverpool, it could be a 0-0 draw. I really don't know. The other game, on the other hand, I do have an opinion. I think Napoli, barring from Manchester City and probably Bayern Munich, I think they are the best team in European football at the moment. They are a breath of fresh air the way they play in Italy. They're attack-minded. They're extremely, extremely good to watch. If you haven't watched them, they're fantastic. They've got a striker, Osimhen, who scored 21 goals in 25 appearances this season. They've got a creative midfield of talent that is so, so good, destined to win the league. They're 18 points clear in Italy this season. And at home, their home form is just phenomenal. I mean, it's the Diego Maradona Stadium, and it's just one of the toughest places to go in European football and get anything. If you look at their record in Champions League this season at home, they've won 3-0 at home against Rangers. They won 4-2 at home against Ajax, and they beat Liverpool 4-1. Now, they're playing a Frankfurt side who aren't as good to me as Liverpool, but probably on a similar level to the other side, probably better than Rangers, but on a similar level to Ajax. And I think they'll cover here easily. I don't think there's any inclination that Napoli will sit back this evening. I think they'll go all out on the attack because it's the only way they play. And I love them just under even money, -1.25 goal, which means that half of your bet will be on Napoli -1 and the other half will be on Napoli -1.5. So if they win by one, you only lose half your stakes if they win, essentially. But I think Napoli only know how to win and win well. And I think they really want to put on a show, make a huge statement after what Manchester City did last night.
Mm-hmm.
And Napoli are the real deal. They're a real quality side. And they could be the team that could shock the big guns this season in the Champions League.
Okay, two Premier League matches today. How do you want to approach the Brighton match?
Well, I mean, I did something yesterday. I bet Crystal Palace to get relegated from the Premier League at 7-1.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think Crystal Palace are in absolute turmoil at the moment. I mean, they can't score goals. The last three matches they haven't scored. They're not creating any chances. I'm hearing reports that the manager wants out. The team morale is not good at all. This is a huge, huge derby between the two sides. They're arch rivals. They don't get on at all, despite being quite far geographically between the two of them. But they don't get on very well. And so this is a big, big game. It might not look to the American supporters like it's a Tottenham v Arsenal or a Manchester United, Manchester City, but there's no love lost between these two sides. So bear that in mind if you're looking at bookings markets. This could be quite fiery, especially when you look at the positions both the teams find themselves in. Brighton are it's highest they've ever been in the Premier League. They're seventh in the Premier League with games in hand where they could push incredibly for a Champions League spot. I think they're going to make European football next season. They could even make the Champions League. They're a very, very underrated side, Brighton, and Crystal Palace are fighting for their life at the bottom of the table. So cards are definitely on the way here. But Brighton's last three games at home that they've won 2-0. They beat West Ham 4-0. They beat Bournemouth 1-0 and they beat Liverpool 3-0. I would say that West Ham and Bournemouth are similar kind of opposition to Crystal Palace. And with Vieira, the manager at Crystal Palace, what he's trying to do at the bottom of the table is go into every game to avoid defeat and try to get a 0-0 draw and be very boring. I can see them trying to do that, but Brighton will have a lot of possession. I reckon Brighton will have high 70% possession and they'll break them down eventually because Crystal Palace will offer nothing as a goal threat. So the bet I like here, instead of taking the -235 on Brighton to win, I like Brighton to win 2-0, which is +115, which I think is a fantastic bet when you consider how good Brighton have been defensively this season. And Crystal Palace just cannot score, and their top goal scorer, Wilfried Zaha, doesn't feature. So, yeah, I think Brighton will win 2-0. Palace 7-1, maybe a team to be relegated.
All right.
Great breakdown, my man.
Yeah, excellent. And you would know. You've been invited to the Crystal Palace Christmas party.
Yeah.
So you have you have all the info there. What do you like this weekend in the Prem?
Crystal Palace is where they filmed Ted Lasso, by the way.
Oh, really?
I've told you that before. That's the ground where they film it.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
So he could be the next manager for the next manager market. Yeah.
All right.
If Vieira does go.
Yeah. How about this weekend? Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's quite difficult because we can't really have a bet on the Arsenal-Crystal Palace game because we've got to see Crystal Palace tonight. Brentford are obviously playing tonight. So there's a couple of angles that I like here with teams that aren't in action. The first one is Aston Villa against Bournemouth. There is a bit of -133 around. I think Villa are a side that are really going places at the moment. I think they're a team that could really end the season strong. They changed their manager. Unai Emery, the former Arsenal manager, has taken over and he's also been the manager in Spain. And he's come back to the Premier League and he's turned their fortunes around. They're playing very good football at the moment. They were very unlucky to lose against Arsenal 4-2, but they conceded two goals in the injury time. They lost to Manchester City as well. They went on a bad run of losing three games, but one of them was against Arsenal, one of them against Man City. So we can't really look too deeply into that. But since those defeats, they're unbeaten. And I think they're on a side on a roll. Bournemouth, I wouldn't read too much into the win that they had against Liverpool. I think at home, they can do that. They can get themselves up for the TV cameras in a big game like that. And they caught Liverpool on a bad day. I still think Bournemouth probably one of the worst, if not the worst side in the Premier League. So I think Aston Villa will cover that. I wouldn't put anybody off betting Aston Villa on the -1 handicap because when Bournemouth do lose, they do lose by quite a few, especially on the road. And the other game is what I've got to have an opinion on is Wolves against Leeds. Now, anybody who's watched my shows here with you guys and my sections here, you will see that I always put up a bet, always put up a prop And it's done quite well for me over the years. And it's the Wolves to draw to nil match against Leeds. Wolves to with the halftime draw. And it's still plus money. It's plus 110. Now, Wolves and Leeds are right in the bottom of the table, well in a relegation battle. The first half is going to be like a chess game. It's going to be cagey. Nothing's going to be given away. And when you look at the stats, the team that have drawn the most games in the Premier League at halftime this season are Leeds with 15. The team that are second behind them are Wolves with 14. At home, Wolves have drawn 8 of their games, 13 games, 8 of them have been drawing at halftime. And with Leeds drawing 7 on the road out of their road matches at halftime, that equates to what should be around about minus 135, 135, that kind of price. You can get plus money. It's the gift that keeps on giving. The draw at halftime, Wolves leads, and I wouldn't be surprised to see it being 0-0 either in a massive game at the bottom of the Premier League table.
Love it, mate. Yeah, you can follow him on Twitter. He is at Sealy_Nigel. By the way, season 3 Ted Lasso dropped today on Apple TV, Nigel. We know that you loved season 2 so much, so you're going to start knocking out season 3 right after you're done with us here.
I thought season 2 was poor. I thought season 1 was good. Season 3, I'm hoping for better. I'll give it a review next time I'm on.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend. There you go. I'm with him. Season 1, awesome. Season 2.
I agree. Yep.
All right. So some very creative ways to bet the soccer games or matches that we have coming up this week. And up next, more tournament props, upsets, conference history, and how about this? D1 teams were 0 for 348 the last 25 seasons until last night. Details next.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Talking golf with Jeff Seeley coming up. DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the app. Use promo code VSiN when you sign up. Got to be 21. DraftKings.com for full details. Also, excellent job by Johnny Avello. And you can bet yes, no on every tournament game with overtime. That's available
wow.
as well.
Okay.
Great job.
Our buddy Indy Jeff Seeley joins the program now. We'll talk about the Valspar Championship that we have coming up this weekend on the PGA Tour. Before we do that, Jeff, I'll put you on the spot right now. If I, in any tournament moving forward, and I'll use the Masters, I make Scheffler or Rahm a pick'em. Who do you bet?
Scheffler.
You do?
Mm. Yeah.
So you would have him as the highest power-rated golfer in the world right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's close, but Scheffler would be, I mean, yeah, if Scheffler's a 100, then Rahm's a 99 or 98, but it's they're that close right now. And, I mean, third is a distant third, right? If they're 90, if they're 199, third is 90.
I think that's probably fair. Yeah. McElroy.
I'll tell you guys a quick bet I made. I parlayed the Bruins to win the title, the Bucks to win the title, and Rahm to win the Masters, $100 pays like $20,000. I did the same thing with Scheffler. So I made both those bets.
All right.
Each of them, $100 pays $20,000. So there you go.
Okay. Good luck to you.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
What, compare what you were taught, what you sent us earlier, and what Mitch mentioned about comparing the golf odds this week with this tournament to the basketball odds.
Well, guys, we talk about this all the time, right? Like, there is so much value in golf betting. I think golf is still the most underrated betting opportunity relative to other sports. And March Madness is the single best example. So the great example is Sam Burns is 18-1 this week on DraftKings. And you look at groups, teams that are comparable to him to win the national championship. I'll take Marquette as an example. Would you rather bet Sam Burns to win this tournament this week or Marquette to win the national championship? Burns has won back-to-back years. Yeah, it's hard to win back-to-back-to-back, but this is a weak field. He could absolutely do it. And I think the likelihood of Burns winning this tournament relative to Marquette winning the national championship is not even close.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's tough to win back-to-back-to-back, but you know what? It's also tough to win back-to-back, which he already did. So,
yeah, right.
All right, so tell us a little bit about the course here then, and then, you know, the guys who are favored near the top and how you want to play them or if you want to avoid all of them.
Actually, guys, I am going to play Sam Burns this week. I mean, this is a tough track. It's a really tough track. You got a tough course with water, bunkers, elevation changes, tight, you know, thick rough, tight fairways. I mean, it's really tough. But, and when you think about a three-peat, it hasn't been done in 12 years. Steve Stricker did it at the John Deere, but it's not impossible. It's been done. The other interesting thing here, guys, is the weather is going to be absolutely brutal. So I'm taking a much lighter approach earlier in the week than I normally do, just because you're going to have 20-mile-an-hour winds for 3 days of this thing. We saw some meltdowns on Sunday this past week. I think we could see a lot more of the same. But when you look at the things Sam Burns does well, his game fits perfectly to this course. I did bet him again this week. I'm going to bet on the three-peat, and of the guys at the top of the board, frankly, he's the one I like the most.
All right, so then below him, and you got him around 18-1?
I got him at 18-1, yeah. And then one guy I played, if you have any Keegan Bradley, heads up, he just withdrew. I was going to fire on Keegan Bradley this week, but frankly, the fact that he's out of the field makes me like the other two guys I played a little more. It speaks to the strength of the field when Adam Hadwin is only 22-1, but here we are. This is an easy top 10 play for me, a plus 250 or better. Hadwin's coming into the event having finished inside the top 20 in three of his last six events, and he has a seventh and a win here. So Hadwin's played 22 rounds here, and last year gained 7.5 strokes tee to green. Hadwin is normally a good putter, but has struggled with this putter a little lately, which is my only real cause for concern. If he can putt field average or better this week, I expect him to be comfortably inside the top 10 and compete for a win. But I like Adam Hadwin, and you could almost say the exact same thing about Justin Rose. He's priced the same as Hadwin this week, and it's a very similar story. Rose finished sixth last week and won a few weeks ago at Pebble Beach. He finished fifth here a few years ago, so we know he can have success. He's played 40 rounds in his career here, and ranks first in the field gained strokes tee to green. That's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. He's another guy priced in the top 10 around plus 250, but another guy who needs to dial in the putter. Rose is a guy, if he does gain with this putter, he can easily be in the top 10 this week and be in contention on Sunday. Again, he's a Euro, he's used to playing in the wind. He competed this past weekend in the wind, so keep an eye out for Justin Rose, top 10, and certainly to compete down the stretch.
At first look, by the way, I'm seeing Hadwin at plus 290, and I'm looking Rose right now as plus 260. So those numbers, in your opinion and by your model, worth it?
Absolutely. Yeah, those are absolutely tremendous. Top 10, top 20 bets, all of them, especially shop around and see if you can find any no dead heat.
Let's go down the board a little bit more then. Look for a bomber. Indy Jeff Seeley, our guest, the Cupmaker podcast. And follow him on Twitter. He is at Cupmaker Jeff. Who do you like around 100-1 to win outright? But then again, tell us, like on somebody like this, you're going to avoid a top five, I'm guessing. Do you avoid a top 10 as well? And you look at maybe top 20 and top 40 instead?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Mitch. I mean, in this case, I played top 20 on Trey Mullinex, who's 90-1 to win. I threw a few bucks on him to win, but a bigger bet, top 20. Plus 360, I think, makes for a really interesting dart and a DFS play if you're playing on DraftKings this week. He's made four of his last six cuts, and he finished eighth at the Arnold Palmer a few years ago. So he's 27th in this field, tee to green on this course, but his putting has been absolutely dreadful here. This is another play, guys, where we're gambling a little on putting, but if he does putt, he has had success. He finished eighth 2 weeks ago, and he gained strokes putting. In November, he gained some strokes putting, finished fourth at the Houston Open. And then back last year, he won the Barbasol in July, and he gained strokes putting. He does not gain strokes putting often, but when he does, he catches lightning in a bottle. So he is a great ball striker. I think even if he's just neutral with his putting this week, I expect Trey Mullinex to have a good showing top 20. So again, this is kind of a dart. It's a long shot, but cross your fingers.
Sure.
Hope he's just decent with his putter, and a top 20 could definitely be there.
You got to throw one on the board like every single week. What about overall matchups then, guys that you like based on the numbers?
You know, just in matchups in general, guys I've looked at, I'm going to play Burns. I'm going to play all the guys I mentioned. Another guy I didn't mention I am going to play in Latin matchups is Matt Fitzpatrick as well. Had some success here. I think he's going to be interesting. But I have got a March Madness bet for you guys I like too. I found on DraftKings. You can play. I played the six seeds. You can play all the total wins by six seeds over 4.5. I took over 4.5, juice to minus 135. I took the six seeds to win over 4.5 games. I'm really big on Creighton in this tournament.
Okay.
So I like Creighton, Kentucky. You never know. They could win a couple games. So that's my favorite March Madness kind of seed prop is six seeds over 130, minus 135, over 4.5 games.
Okay. That's also TCU and Iowa State. Interesting. Not bad. Yep. Thanks for sharing. 2 minutes left. What's the talk there now with the Colts, what they're going to do in light of Carolina moving up to number one?
Guys, I am really nervous about this because I was hoping we would get C.J. Stroud. Now I don't think that's going to happen. There's a lot. We just spent the fortune on a kicker, right? I mean, I don't know what the hell's going on. I mean, it's crazy. But that said, I don't think anybody wants Richardson. A lot of people are hoping for the Kentucky guy. So I don't know, guys. I think this is make or break for Ballard year. There's no question about it. And I'm gonna remain cautiously optimistic. But I was really hoping we'd get C.J. Stroud or at worst Bryce Young. Now I don't know that either's gonna happen.
Yeah, you can get the Cutmaker podcast today, and also follow him on Twitter. He is at Cutmaker Jeff. Thanks, pal. Good luck this week. Enjoy the tournament.
Thanks, fellas. Have a good one.
Yep. Thank you.
Jeff told me years ago that he's been to Tahoe before for the tournament. I think that would be also a sleeper. I don't think a lot of people are going to be up there. They're going to be skiing right now, and that's going to consume their time. But they have great areas to watch up in Tahoe as well. That would be a hell of a spot to go watch games.
Yeah. Did you see that video last week with the snow?
Oh, my God.
Where the guy was, it was all ice. And the guy kept, because everyone's pulled over to the side because it's ice. You can't move. And the guy in the truck is like, I'm going to try to turn around and go back. And he just slid, and they're doing play-by-play. He goes, he's going to hit the Tesla. He's going to run right into the Tesla. Bam. He's going to hit this car. He's going to run right in. And he just wiped out all the cars.
Okay.
Dan, can you find that? I mean, it's incredible. It's like, what's this guy doing? It's ice. There's a reason everyone's pulled over and they're walking.
I'm going to show you a photo right now. That's Lake Tahoe. And I'll send it over. I forgot to do this. We'll put this on the show before the end of the show today. We'll put it up on the screen. That's Lake Tahoe right now.
Get the hell out of here. That's Game of Thrones.
We have to show the audience this. Yeah. That is, look at that. What
that's
is that? 40 feet high? Just nonstop.
We'll find that one too. I was going to put it in, but it was like 2 minutes, but you could just see he's wiped out all the cars.
Yep. Okay. We'll talk about stink bombs in the first round. You can usually bank on one or two teams putting up a massive stink bomb.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.